Four and
Log
one.
Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. We've got some kind of technical thing going on with Blog Talk Radio, but we're going to go ahead with our word, and we're going to just go ahead and do the work of God, because that's what we're called to do. You just tune in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries here on Blog Talk Radio. We are here every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Amen. We want to welcome our listeners and callers to the show, whether by web or by phone. And we also want to welcome any new listeners to the show today. Amen. We are so thankful to God that you took time out of your busy day to be a part of the show today. Amen. Glory to God. I have a couple of general announcements. We want to encourage you to get connected to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry, who is under the leadership of Without Walls Worldwide Ministries, Prophetess Javon A. Rao. Amen. We are ministries without walls, spreading and sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ all around the whole world. Prophetess Javon is the president and founder of Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. For more information on how to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministry, you can email Prophetess Javon at YROWELL50@gmail.com. Or you can connect with her on Facebook at Prophetess Javon Rao, and you can leave her a message there. We have ministries up under Prophetess Javon doing the work of the Lord. Amen. Outside of the wall, outside of the pulpit. Amen. We are spreading the gospel and sharing the gospel to the whole world. Amen. We have ministries that are for you. Hallelujah. First, we have the Hour of Power on Sunday. We have Prophetess Martha, Pathetic Corner, the first half hour from 6 o'clock p.m. to 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we do hope and pray that you tune in to her show today talking about faith. Amen. Glory to God. The second half of the Hour of Power is Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry. Minister Elaine is the host from 6:30 to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Amen. We thank you for being a part of the show today. Also, we have for you on Tuesday, One Word from the Lord with our president and founder, Prophetess Javon Rao, who is the host of One Word from the Lord at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Then, every first Friday of every month, we have the first Friday night conference call, 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's the first Friday of every month. We will have worship, a preach word, and pray, and we pray for everyone that's on the line. And that's at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can call in at 1-605-475-4000. Access code is 494670#, and make sure that you press the pound button. Amen. You want to put that in your phone. Amen. Also, on Saturday, we have Without Walls Worldwide Ministry with your host, Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew, at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Amen. So you want to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministries doing the work of the Lord. Amen. We are spreading the gospel of Jesus. We are committed and faithful to do the work of the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. This is a day that the Lord has made, and we ought to rejoice in it, because it's another day and another chance to tell somebody about Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Call a neighbor, text them, email them, hit them up on Facebook, tweet them, and let them know that we're on the air live. Amen. Glory to God. We have with us today Pastor Joseph Ryle, amen, anointed man of God, who will be doing our opening prayer for us today. We just give God all the glory and all of the honor for this day. Pastor Joseph Ryle, you're live and on the air.
God bless you, Minister Elaine. We just thank you for this opportunity. Father, in the name of Jesus,
amen,
we just come today to thank you for what you're getting ready to do for your people. We declare and decree today that somebody is going to receive their breakthrough. We declare today, hallelujah, that their best is yet to come. Holy Spirit, we invite you on this line today to have your way. Oh, God, we thank you right now that somebody is at the point of giving up, but we know that you are God and you're able to set the captives free. Father, we just thank you right now for what you're getting ready to do. Hallelujah, Father, we ask you now that you would anoint the speaker today, oh God, from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. Dear Lord, we just praise you in advance for what you're getting ready to do. Oh God, we just thank you for the doors that are being opening today. Oh God, we thank you right now that somebody, hallelujah, is going to get up out of their sick bed on today in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you. We thank you that you woke us up this morning and you started us on our way and you gave us a mind to call on you. So we want to tell you thank you. Thank you for looking beyond our faults and seeing all of our needs. Oh, God, we just praise you right now that no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. Father, we believe that greater is he that is in us today than he that is in the world. Oh, God, we just praise you for what you're getting ready to do. We thank you right now for victory shall be ours. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you.
Amen, amen. We thank you so much, Pastor Ryle, for that awesome prayer. Amen. Glory to God. What an awesome prayer. Amen. God is so good. Yes, he is. He is so good. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This month, we've been talking about the names of Jesus. We've been doing a series on the names of Jesus. And today, we're going to talk about Jesus as a friend. Hallelujah. So the title of our message today is Jesus, a True Friend. Hallelujah to Jesus. I remember when I was a little girl growing up in the church, and my mother used to keep me in the church, and the old ladies in the corner would sing the different hymns. And I can remember them saying, hallelujah, I found a friend, and his name is Jesus. I found a friend, and his name is Jesus. And they were singing this hymn, and I'm not going to sing all of it. I'm just going to sing a part of it. But it said, what a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Now, I don't know about you, but I can say about me, I found a friend when I found Jesus. I found a true friend when I found Jesus. Hallelujah. When I found Jesus, I found a friend. Hallelujah to Jesus. What a friend we have in Jesus. A friend, hallelujah, that is faithful. Hallelujah. Can we find a friend as faithful as Jesus? Hallelujah. I don't think so. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise his name. What a friend we have in Jesus. Hallelujah. Our scripture will be coming from Proverbs today. Amen. Glory to God. Proverbs, the 18th chapter. What a friend we have in Jesus. When you find Jesus, then you will have a true friend. Hallelujah to Jesus. When you find Jesus, glory. you will have a true friend. Glory to God. I'm going to read verse 24 in Proverbs, the 18th chapter, and the word of God reads, a man that have friends must show himself friendly. Hallelujah. And there is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. That's Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. Oftentimes in our lives, we have many, many, many friends. And sometimes that's where we get in trouble, because we have so many friends, but we don't have the right friend. And that right friend would be Jesus, who is a true friend. To all of those who believe and all of those that follow him, they have a true friend in Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oftentimes in our lives, we have what we call so-called friends. Hallelujah to Jesus. Many of us have experienced the so-called friend. Hallelujah to Jesus. Those, in other words, that you can call fake friends. Hallelujah. Who are never there when you really need them. Hallelujah to Jesus. Those friends are the ones that is always there to get something from you. Hallelujah to Jesus. It's all about them and therefore. Hallelujah to Jesus. It's all about what they need from you, but it's never what you need. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. But the word of God says that Jesus is a friend that sticks closer to us than a brother. In other words, hallelujah to Jesus. Jesus, hallelujah, is a friend that will never leave you. He's always there. He will never forsake you. Whatever you need is in him. He's a true friend. Hallelujah to Jesus. So when you find Jesus, if you don't know him, glory to God, then you will find a true friend. Hallelujah to Jesus. We have the fake friends and the so-called friends. Hallelujah to Jesus. That pretend that they're our friends. You know, there's a song that said they're smiling in your face, but all the time they want to take your place. Hallelujah to Jesus. They want what you have. Hallelujah to Jesus. They want to take your dreams. Glory. Hallelujah to Jesus. They're not there for any good. They're there to get what they can out of you. But if you know Jesus, hallelujah to Jesus, he will tell you who your true friends are and who your true your false friends are. Hallelujah to Jesus. Jesus is a true friend. A matter of fact, he will be the only true friend that you will ever have in this life. Hallelujah to Jesus. I can remember growing up as a little girl. I can hear my mother speaking unto me. She's not here anymore, but I thank God for all of the wisdom and the knowledge that she poured down into me. I thank her for taking me to church, that I could hear the word of God, to know that Jesus is a true friend. She would always say to me, in your lifetime, if you have one, you might have one true friend in your lifetime. But she always said, if you want a friend, your friend is Jesus. Because whatever you tell Jesus, he's not going to tell anybody else. I can lay down my burdens. I can tell him my sorrow. He already knows my pain. He already knows what I'm going to. See, that's a true friend. See, Jesus is always there, hallelujah, to help you, to lift you up, to encourage you. But when you got those so-called friends in your life, you can't hear from them until they want something. Glory to God. You can only hear from them. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. When there's something in it for them. Oh, glory to God. But Jesus is always there. He's always there, right there beside you, wherever you go. He's a true friend because he loves you and he knows you. But you got friends around you that don't love you and that don't know you. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Jesus, a true friend. Hallelujah to Jesus. Many times we want to be a part of the cliques. We want all of these so-called friends, but they don't mean us any good. Hallelujah to Jesus. And if you're not careful, you'll be like this songwriter said, I wish you didn't trust me so much. Oh, hallelujah, because he had a friend that trusted him so much. And this friend that he that trusts in him so much, left him with his family, left him with his wife, left him in his house, left him around his family. In other words, I wish you didn't trust me so much, because sometimes when we have friends around us, glory to God, that's truly not for us. They may smile in our face, they may laugh and joke with us, but they're not for you. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. In other words, the songwriter was saying, because you trust me so much. Oh, hallelujah. I'm the one that wants your wife. I'm the one that wants your husband. I'm the one that wants your dream. I'm the one that wants your everything that you have. I'm the one that wants it. And if you don't be careful, hallelujah to Jesus, they'll have your husband and your wife. Hallelujah to Jesus. But Jesus said, I am a true friend that sticks closer to a brother than a brother. Hallelujah to Jesus. And oftentimes in our lives, if we have that one friend, they are close to us as a brother. Sometimes our natural family or our brothers or our sisters, hallelujah, are not close to us as that true friend may be in our lives. And in some cases, that is a true fact, but it's very rare. Because, see, the Bible says that Jesus stick closer to us than brother. That means that Jesus is 100% your friend every day of your life. Not just sometimes, but all the time. Jesus is our friend. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. Because as we go through life, if you have not experienced a so-called friend, you will experience. And a lot of times it will break your heart. Hallelujah. You'll feel like they stomped on your heart. You've done everything that you could to show them love, but they don't receive your love. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. Because God's Son is 100% of a friend to us. He loves us. He laid down his life that we might have life in him. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus, because he is a true friend to us. Hallelujah. The Bible says in John 15:13, greater love have no man than this. Hallelujah. That a man will lay down his life for his friend. Now, I don't know about you, but I can say about me, glory to God, I'm so glad that Jesus is my true friend. I'm so glad that he loved me enough to lay his life down for me. Hallelujah to Jesus. That's the kind of friend that you want. Hallelujah to Jesus. Jesus laid down his life, not just for me, but for you and you and you and for the whole world, that all might have a true friend in him. Hallelujah to Jesus. What an awesome God we serve. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. And the scripture goes on to tell us also in Proverbs 17:17, a friend loveth at all times. You know, sometime in our lives, we have men and women that say that they love us, but they actually don't show us that they love us. Hallelujah to Jesus. They love us sometimes. They may love us when I got money. They may love you when you got millions, but when you ain't got nothing, they ain't thinking about you. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. A true friend is always there. That's why Jesus said, I stick closer than a brother, because I'm 100% of the time with you. I'm 100%. Ain't no 50%, ain't no 80%, ain't no 70%. I'm 100% of a friend to all of those that believe in me. I'm 100% friend to those that will live a righteous life before me and do the work of the Lord. Hallelujah to Jesus. He's 100% of a friend. He's a true friend. He's an everlasting friend. Hallelujah to Jesus. And he will love you. Hallelujah. At all times. He'll love you in the good times and the bad times. He'll love you when you're broke. He'll love you when you ain't got two nickels to rub together. He will still love you. He'll love you when you fall short. For the Bible says all have sinned and fell short of the glory of God. Hallelujah to Jesus. He's a true friend. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. He's a true friend. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. But you can't be a friend of the world and then say you're a friend of Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, the Bible says, hallelujah, hallelujah. The friend of the world is the enmity of God. In other words, you can't have it both ways. You want to either have Jesus as your friend, or you're going to have the word. But you can't have both. Hallelujah to Jesus. If I were you this day, and if I didn't know this man named Jesus as my friend, I will repent this day of my sin and come unto the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. He loves you. He'll forgive you of all of your sins. But you got to confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord. You got to believe that he lived, he died, and he rose again for you. Hallelujah to Jesus. And if you said it and you mean it from your heart, because you can't fool him, glory to God. If you mean it, you are saved. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for your holy word. Hallelujah. Jesus, a true friend. He will never leave you, or he will never forsake you. He is a true friend. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah to Jesus. What a mighty God we serve. Money can't buy friends. It can buy so-called friends, but it can't buy a true friend. Those types of friends are only there while you got the money. But when you don't have a dime, all of the friends that you have, they go their separate ways. Sometimes they leave you and never even call to see or to see what you need, where you need help, because they don't drain you dry. But Jesus will love you when you don't have a nickel or a dime. Glory to God. I'm so thankful that I know Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. The best friend that you will ever have in your life. The only true friend that you will have in your life. Hallelujah. The only friend that you can tell something to and it'll stay with him. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. The friend named Jesus. Hallelujah. He knows you. He loves you. He wants the best for you. He has a plan for your life. Hallelujah to Jesus. He's always there. You have to know that he's always there. Hallelujah. He's always for you, and he's always with you. Glory to God. What an awesome God we serve. Jesus as our friend. Hallelujah. He's a friend to all believers. Hallelujah to Jesus. And if you don't know him, it's time now. You're seeking for friendship. You're seeking for love. You're seeking for happiness. You're seeking it from joy. You're seeking peace and people that are not your true friends. They're fake. They're not real. You know, and many times in our lives, we don't want to let go of those old things in our lives and those people in our lives that don't mean us any good. You know, sometimes we just have to let them go. We may have known them for 20, 30 years. We may have even known them just growing up in the neighborhood with them. But if they are not for us, we got to let them go. We got to let them go and seek Jesus. Seek the things of God. Seek the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness. Find your true friend in Jesus. And when you find this true friend and have him as your friend, peace comes. Joy come, happiness come. And if you want a true friend in the natural, you ask him, he'll send it to you. Because everybody ain't your friend. Hallelujah to Jesus. Don't matter how much they laugh and talk with you, they're not your friend. Jesus is the only true friend, and he's a true friend to the end. He will love you to the end. He loved you so much that he died upon the cross for you. He loved you so much. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. That he took the stripes upon his body. He took the piercing. He took all of that because he loved you. When you become a follower of Jesus, when you give your life to Jesus, when you repent of your sin and change your life. That what repent means is to change your life around and find a true friend in Jesus. And he will always love you. He will love you. He will love you. You're seeking it. You're seeking love. You're seeking it in a friend. And they don't have time for you. Hallelujah to Jesus. Many times I can say about sometimes, you know, you want somebody to talk to you going through something. You may call them. They may not answer the phone. You leave them a voicemail. They don't call you back. You may text them and they never answer the text. And you're just dying to have someone just to listen. You may not even want anything. You just want somebody to listen. But I want to encourage you today. If you would just seek Jesus as your friend, if you would seek Jesus as your friend, healing will begin in your life. Deliverance will begin in your life. He will set you free from everything that's coming against you. He will be the true friend. He will guide you. If you will read his word and hear his word, hallelujah to Jesus. Pray unto the Father. Hallelujah. And ask Jesus to come into your heart and be your Savior. And he'll be your Savior. He'll be your friend. He'll be your provider. He will be everything that you need. He's a friend. He's a company keeper. When you're lonely, he's a friend. If you need somebody to talk to, he will listen to you. Hallelujah. He'll talk to you too. Hallelujah. And you will know his voice if you know him for real. Glory to God. What an awesome God we serve. Hallelujah. Jesus, a true friend. The one and only true friend. Jesus didn't come for a particular race of people. He came for all. He wants to be a friend to all races of people because he came for all. He laid down his life for all people. Hallelujah. To be saved. Hallelujah. His love is everlasting. Everlasting. He will always love you. Hallelujah. He called you a friend. Hallelujah to Jesus. He called you a friend. All those that believe and trust in him and believe in him. Now, today is the day. Hallelujah. That you need to get your life right with God. And if you don't know Jesus as a friend, a true friend, the time is now to seek him. Hallelujah to Jesus, for he is the Almighty. He can heal you now. He can deliver you. Perfect peace. Somebody needs peace. Jesus being your friend will be your peace. He'll be your peacemaker. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. And if you don't know him as your friend, if you would say this prayer, Lord, I'm a sinner in need of a Savior. Lord, forgive me of my sins. I believe and confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord and God raised him from the dead. If you said this prayer and you honestly do repent of your sin, church, get your Bible and begin to read it and develop your relationship with Jesus. Amen. And let him be your true friend. Hallelujah to Jesus. Leave me a message on Facebook. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Meet us here next week at the same time. Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries here on Blog Talk Radio at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Amen. Amen. Jesus wants to be your friend, and he loves you. Amen. Glory to God. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. Jesus is a true friend. He is a friend to the end, and he loves you. Have a blessed week in the name of the Lord. Amen, amen, and amen. Glory to God.